This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Robert Ginsburg. And Robert, Jazz Appreciation Month doesn't stop. Well, I guess it does eventually, right? April 30th. But until then, it seems like it's...
We're rolling.
Yeah.
We're rolling. What a great weekend we just had with Justin Coughlin's trio doing workshops at the university and working with the Youth Jazz Orchestra. But we're full steam ahead.
Before we get into the future, just a little bit of the past, you said working with the Youth Orchestra. I mean...
Yeah, it was this trio, Justin Coughlin's trio, world-renowned, you know, Quincy Jones is producing them. They're a relatively young group of guys, and they were just so engaged. They wanted to know what was happening in the community and how they could engage above and beyond any contractual agreements they had. So the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Youth Orchestra, which is part of the Walton Arts Center's jazz initiative, had a rehearsal on Saturday. Usually their rehearsals are on Sunday, but it was Easter Sunday. And Justin Coughlin's trio, being in town, got wind of this, and they said, take us down there. We want to see what they're doing. They sat and listened to them play. They critiqued them, and then they sat in with the kids. It was really thrilling.
Which the young artists had no idea was going to happen.
No, absolutely not.
Wow.
You know, what I've noticed, Kyle, is those sort of connections when young people who are trying to find their way into this music can have a connection to a world-renowned artist kind of out of the blue and make eye contact and have them sit next to them and play, it can be life-changing. It can really set into motion a whole nother level of engagement for these kids. So it was a heartwarming moment for me.
Excellent. Now let's look toward the future. What's left?
This weekend, on Sunday, the third annual Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society's celebration of jazz, April being Jazz mm-hmm. Appreciation Month, and the season, this gorgeous season of spring. So their Jazz in Bloom concert is at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks with a really thrilling trio, Peter and Will Anderson trio. Twin brothers, they both play saxophones and clarinet. They switch off, and there's a guitar player in the group. That event is sold out.
That's both good news and bad news.
It is good news and bad news. We may have to expand to more tents out there to accommodate more people for this event. But if you haven't heard Peter and Will Anderson's trio, check them out online. What a great group.
What if someone's hearing us right now and thinking, oh, shoot, I wish I would have known earlier so I could have gotten tickets before this sold out?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society, now in their 25th year, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting, presenting, preserving, and celebrating this music that we love. And it's a membership organization. Anybody's entitled to join. But even if you don't want to join and just want to learn more about them, go to the website, Dig Jazz, like can you dig it, digjazz.com. And you can sign up there to be on the email list so that you're
alerted.
Yes, you're alerted about upcoming events, and if you have an event, you can have it posted there. And it's a great kind of clearinghouse for all of the jazz, the jazz that's blooming all over Northwest Arkansas.
So beyond Sunday and the Jazz in Bloom concert that's sold out, there are still other opportunities.
Absolutely. It's a packed month for jazz, and it's very thrilling that the Walton Arts Center has engaged in a big way for Jazz Appreciation Month, coming off of a weekend of music. And on the 27th, there will be a jazz performance for preschoolers. Don't get many of those, Kyle. This is an Israeli-born jazz clarinetist and saxophonist named Oren Etkin, E-T-K-I-N. And he has really made waves around the world with not only his performing band, but also a project he calls Timbalulu. And it's a program that's really for kids. It's concerts for kids. He does classes for kids. He performs in major venues and festivals around the world. He and his band kind of take the audience on an interactive musical journey around the world. It connects jazz to music of the world. He introduces preschoolers to the instruments. It's just so much fun. I saw this performance in New York City, and there was probably 75 toddlers there, and they were all up dancing, and they're learning about what a clarinet is. And so that performance is taking place in Star Theater on April 27th at 6 p.m., Jazz for Kids, and there's still tickets available for that. The following night, Oranekin will be performing with his band, his quartet, and it's a program called What's New, Reimagining Benny Goodman. So you and I talked about the significance of this. It's almost hard to even begin to discuss the significance of this band.
Well, okay, so this ensemble is Benny Goodman, who is a legendary, towering, altering figure in American music.
Altering in so many ways. His band really fundamentally launched the swing era, and this was during a very depressing time. It was the Great Depression, and it was like the polar opposite emotion of being depressed. how are we gonna survive this? We better swing. And it also kind of represents this convergence of this Jewish boy who grew up in New York and who became infatuated with early jazz, but also embedded in his DNA was this Eastern European sort of klezmer music. So you have the oppression that took place among the Jews in Europe during this time.
Right.
So these two things came together, and Benny Goodman was touring this quartet, and you know who was.
Well, okay, so you have Gene Krupa, who is one of the best drummers who's ever lived on the planet.
Right.
And innovative, and you listen to the Benny Goodman versions of Sing, 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 and what Gene Krupa's doing on the drums decades ago is amazing. Teddy Wilson, Lionel Hampton, I mean, the four of them separately are among the best musicians of their century.
Absolutely.
And that they came together.
And not only did they came together against all odds. Benny Goodman put this band together knowing that it was an integrated band.
Which was not done very often at the time.
It was really the first band that was playing major venues that was integrated in this country.
And part of the reason is because Benny Goodman would say, you better take this integrated band, or we won't play your city.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It was also an unusual instrumentation. Clarinet, vibraphone, piano, and drums. No bass. So what Oranekin has done is he is, in many ways, mirroring this band. Same instrumentation with an incredible group. He has Sullivan Fortner on the piano, who has played with jazz at Lincoln Center. He embodies the history of this music, but he can also channel the essence of Teddy Wilson, which is wonderful. Mm. He's got Matt Wilson on drums, a great drummer, and a vibrant, sort of vivacious character, in many ways reflecting Gene Krupa's personality. And Steve Nelson on the vibes, one of the masters of the vibraphone. Oren plays clarinet. So it's the same instrumentation, but they're not just recreating this music. They're paying homage to what Goodman did. They play a lot of his tunes, but they also, it is reimagining this music. They're injecting their own elements of influence into it. Finally, I'll just plug in a teaser because maybe we'll talk about it next week, but the premier concert of the Northwest Arkansas Jazz All-Star Youth Ensemble coming up International Jazz Day, April 30th.
Okay, we will talk about that next week.
All right.
Not bad to give people a heads up because some things sell out. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Kyle.